I mean, it's always difficult. Last season was so good. We've got a realisation that it don't matter what league you're in, if you don't work hard, you won't get your results, and you won't, you know, that side of things won't take care of itself. I think last year, you know, we worked really hard, and that's why we were so successful. You know, the least you expect of all the players is to do that. Now, I don't know whether up to now a few of the players are thinking a little bit big time with what they, because of what they achieved last year, but that means nothing now. We've moved on now. You know, all the players from last year will get a chance this season. You know, we've only lost a couple who've decided not to stay on for their own reasons, personal reasons, but everyone in the squad will get a chance. But at the same time, there'll be no sentiment for me. If people ain't prepared to work hard and improve, they won't be here. You know, and that's not a threat to them, that's just fact. You know, and we've told the players that, and it's now up to them to play on the team, keep their shirt. And if they do the business, they will. If they don't, there'll be three or four changes come, you know, in the next 6 weeks or so. Because as a club, we want to keep moving forward. And I'd love to do it with the players we had last year. But as I said, there's no sentiment for me. So if people ain't doing the business, we'll look elsewhere.
Yeah, so your realistic aims for this season, is it mid-table safety?
Just love to get to 52 points really quickly, just to get safe. That's it. You know, we want to get safe. At the end of the season, if we're in a safe position, that's a successful season for us. Ideally, of course, we'd love to be mid-table and not looking over our shoulder. But at the same time, we understand that it's going to be a real hard. You know, every game we play, points are there to play for. Every point we pick up will be massive. I say it's the first time our clubs have been in this league. We've got players who've played in this league before who know what it's about. And it's about educating the younger ones who've not been there before and the other lads who have not been there before and just trying to, you know, cut out mistakes, work hard for each other. And if we do that, you know, I'm confident we'll be okay.
What do you think the mentality has changed from the team? You know, obviously last season's successful and you're now going into a new league where it is all a new experience for you and the coaching staff.
Yeah, I just think, like, you know, last season, I think it was a one-off season. We got great momentum, got good results early and the momentum just took us through. And we had a never-say-die attitude last year where every game we played, we felt confident we'd get results, you know, because it sort of snowballed. One result after the other. It's great for everyone concerned. We've got supporters at the club who've never obviously played at this level, you know, not watched a team, supported a team at this level before. And it's important to our club that we keep progressing. I come here, this is my fourth season now. I'm ambitious to keep doing well and keep pushing the club forward. And the chairman's of the same ilk, he wants to do that. You know, and it's all about, for us, small strides. You know, we ain't got a big beneficiary where people are throwing money at it. It's done on hard work with a youth system that works hard and the players that work hard. And, you know, I think it's a real massive season for the club. And as I say to you, if we can be safe at the end of the season, that is a positive season and we'll look at it and go again. But, you know, obviously that's the first thing we're going to do is to do that.
Sorry, just one final question now. You yourself as a manager, you know, four seasons here. Last season was a big season for you as a manager. And towards the end, you were touted with a couple of higher position leagues, you know, whether or not that's paper talk or not, you know, Aldershot Town were rumoured to potentially looking at you, and where do you see yourself personally looking for that next step, or you're happy where you are?
Yeah, no, I think in football, you know, you just do your job. I think players are the same. If you do your job and do it to the best of your ability and you do well, you know, there's always going to be scrutiny about other jobs and bits and pieces like that. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not looking to go anywhere else. You know, it's not what I'm about. It's about we're building a football club here and we're doing that, you know, and I should continue doing that job because I enjoy it here and, you know, and I want the club to do well. You know, the speculation side of things, that's always going to be there. And if you're doing that, if you're getting that, you're doing something right. So I'm happy enough with that. And I honestly do think, I always say to the players, the young lads who want to move on, just keep doing what you're doing, do the right things on the pitch, get results, and that all takes care of itself. And I'm a Bursa manager, and you know, that's what I am. And for the foreseeable future, you know, that's what I am.